Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. And we've been talking about marketing and the importance of marketing and what marketing is and why you should be implementing marketing strategies, different strategies in your business. As we already said before, marketing is the combination of activities that you do to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Marketing is not just advertising. Marketing is also not just posting on your social media page and hoping that enough people see it. Marketing is also not just creating a website and dropping it and saying, well, I made a website. Let's see how much people drop on my website and buy my stuff. Marketing is very, very strategic. It is a marathon, it's not a sprint, so you have to have patience, but you have to have consistency in order for it to work, right? And there are some low-hanging fruits in marketing, which we will cover in our training this weekend. But ideally, guys, it doesn't matter what type of business that you're in, you should be following a very strategic marketing plan that is specific for your business, because all marketing plans are not created equally. Even if you have the same business as somebody else, right? Because the strategies that you are choosing to use in your business come out of what your overall goal is for your business, as well as who your ideal clients are, what you want to be known as, and what you want to be known for. Those are the things that really affect which strategy you want to use. And as I said yesterday, we have over 20 strategies for you to choose from, right? You do not have to use all of the strategies, but you can choose 3 or 4 strategies that make sense for you and where you want to go, right? And understand that the strategies do not work in isolation. They have to tie into each other. They have to form part of your overall funnel in order for it to make sense to your audience and also to you, so that you can then measure your growth. So today we're talking about 5 reasons your marketing is not converting, right? So tell me you're ready in the comments. Say, I am ready, I am ready, I am ready. Take notes, guys. There are 5 reasons it's not converting. The first reason it's not converting is that when somebody comes onto your website or reads your blog, read your email, on your social media feeds, it's not clear. Sitting up a little bit. It's not clear to your intended audience what you do or solve, right? If somebody has to go through your social media, and I'm using social media as the example because this is where we are, it has to be very, very clear what you do and what challenge you solve. If you are a virtual assistant and somebody comes onto your LinkedIn page or your Instagram or your Facebook, and all they're seeing is pictures of cats, and they're seeing a set of motivational quotes, and you know, they're seeing family pictures on vacation and that kind of thing, you're not telling your audience exactly what you do. Now, it's okay to share motivation, and it's okay to share the behind the scenes of your life and get your audience involved in what you're doing and everything. But at a glance, if somebody comes to your page, if somebody listens to your video, if somebody, you know, happens upon your page or anything like that, it has to be very clear to them what you do and what you can help them solve, guys, right? So you want to make sure that there is clarity. Go back and look at your emails, look at your website, look at your social media, because all of these are just storefronts, right? If I'm passing a store in the mall, I should be able to look in the window and know exactly what they sell. Not everything, but I should have a sense, okay, this is a shoe store, or this is a clothing store, or they sell phones, or they sell accessories, or they sell furniture, or they sell books, right? It's at a glance. So at a glance, your audience is not, if you're not clear about who you serve and what you, how you solve the thing, that is why your marketing is not converting. Because yes, you can be posting every single day, you can be sending one email a week, one blog a week,
but it's not converting, meaning nobody's engaging, nobody's asking you questions, nobody's sending you a DM, nobody's clicking on the link, because what you are selling is not clear to them. Yeah, that's number one. The second thing is you have not niched down on your audience. Again, this is tied into not knowing exactly what you sell. You are trying to sell to everybody. Your marketing is not going to work if you are, or it's not going to convert into sales and eyes if you are trying to sell to everybody. You want to get very, very specific about who you are selling to. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, listen, I only want to sell to people who make $10,000 or more. Or I only want to sell to people who live a particular lifestyle. Or I only want to sell to people who, you know, have a particular type of job or drive a particular type of car or who have a particular type of family or live in a particular country or who only have this particular challenge. Guys, the more that you niche down, the easier it is for you to communicate with them, the easier it is for you to engage, build that know, like, and trust, and the easier it is for you to sell to them, right? Because you are very, very clear about who you are selling to, right? Even if you have different tiers, you have a low tier, a mid tier, and a high tier item, it is still directed to a particular type of client. It is okay for you to say, listen, I am only selling to women, or I am only selling to moms, or I am only selling to corporate men or corporate moms. I'm only selling to other entrepreneurs. I'm only selling to people in the service-based industries. I'm only selling to people who are selling products. You understand what I'm saying? I'm only selling to people who use iPhones or use Macs, right? I'm only selling to people who are heavily engaged on LinkedIn. Get super specific. If you're not specific and you're trying to cast a wide net, your marketing is not going to convert. Your marketing is not going to convert. Tell me if you understand that in the comments. So get specific. Don't let that fear of getting specific keep you back from getting the money that is out there for you guys. The more specific that you get, the easier it is for that conversion to happen. So that's number two. Number three, you are not consistent. Your marketing is not going to convert if you're not consistent. As I said at the beginning, your marketing is a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? Most times you're not going to go from making $500 this month to making $5,000 or $50,000 the next month just like that, right? It means that you have to be consistent. And what does consistency mean? Consistency does not mean that you have to be in front of your computer every day or on your phone every single day, but it means being strategic. So that it does not mean that you have to post 6 times a day or send, you know, 15 emails a week. It does not mean that. What consistency means is deciding and being very clear about your message, being very clear about your audience, and crafting content that you are going to put out there consistently, right? Put out there consistently that is going to inspire, motivate, educate, and entertain your audience. So even if you decide, I am going to show up once a day, right? That information that you're showing up to your audience once a day has to inspire, motivate, educate, and entertain them. It has to be dynamic. It has to be valuable. You're not just showing up every day because some coach told you you need to show up every day. You want to show up with intention. Right? You want to show up with a plan to be of value. You want to show up with a plan to sell to your audience and give them some reason to jump into your DMs or click the link in your bio or whatever that is. So it has to be intentional. Your consistency has to be intentional. Yeah. Yeah, Natasha. So you need to decide. You need to decide who you are serving, right? That is going to help your marketing to convert. So you need to be consistent, guys, right? Just showing up once in a blue moon is not how your marketing is going to work. That is not a marketing strategy, right? You have to decide, how am I going to be consistent? Because if you're using social media as an example, right, only 2 to 5% of your audience actually sees what you post. So if you're posting on a Monday and then the next time you post is on a Friday, then in reality, nobody's really seeing what you post. Right? So you have to figure out, how can I be consistent, looking at my analytics, looking at all of those things, to know what date, what time makes sense to my audience. But beyond that, how can I be consistent and show up to my audience, providing them with valuable information that they can use to better their life or their circumstances? Yeah, so that's number three. Number four. Your funnel is not clear. Let me say that again. Your funnel is not clear. Your marketing is not going to convert if your funnel is not clear. The point of your marketing, besides moving you from where you are to where you want to be, is to move your audience from getting to know you, liking you, trusting you, and then buying from you. If that is not clear, because you have not continued to provide them with valuable information, you have not given them a call to action, which is a call to action, for those of you who don't know, is the instructions that you give to your audience every time they land on your social media or read an email or read a blog or listen to an interview. Your call to action is click the link on my bio. Your call to action is send me a DM. Your call to action is call me at this number. Your call to action is sign up for the program. Those are your call to actions, right? So if you have not been, you know, consistently sharing value, if you have not been giving them a call to action, if you have not been telling them, okay, from this step, this is what you do, and from this step, this is what you do, it has to be clear to you so that you can communicate that clearly to your audience. So as they enter your funnel, because you know your sales funnel is tied to your marketing is how you build that know, like, and trust, how you build the relationship, and then it ties into your sales funnel is where you actually make the sales. Right? So your sales is not going to work if your marketing is not working. Yeah, guys, make sense? So you have to make sure that your funnel is very clear. At a glance, you, the entrepreneur, must be able to say to yourself, when I get people into my free training, or when I get people onto my email list, what is the next step? What do I want them to do next? Yeah, what do I want them to do next? Do I want them to read 2 more emails and then sign up for my membership? Do I want them to now come and join another program? What do I want them to do? Yeah, so you have to figure out how your marketing can be clear, how you can share information with your audience through your content that you are sharing, right? Using a very clear call to action and very clear instructions of what you want them to do. That's number four. And number five, you're only focusing on new clients. And this is a huge, huge thing that a lot of people do in business. They are so focused on, I want to get new clients. And yes, I know you always want new clients, but do not neglect the clients who are there. Do not neglect the clients who are already in your funnel, who have already signed up for your emails, who have already gotten a sample of your stuff, who have already joined your webinar. And they may have joined it for free and everything, and that's fine. But the fact that they have joined, or they have exchanged their email address for whatever information that you have given them, means that they are now your warm audience, right? It means that they are now ready to take this conversation further, right? Before they knew you, they were your cold audience. Now that they have exchanged something with you, they are now your warm audience. Do not neglect them. do not neglect them. I know it is easy to just focus on new clients, new clients, new clients, but do not neglect those people who are already part of your circle, who are already part of your funnel, and make sure that you always have something for them. Right? Because it's easier to sell to somebody who knows, like, and trusts you than to sell to a complete stranger. Because the truth is, word of mouth marketing is still the most powerful type of marketing, right? And who do you think is going to do the word of mouth marketing for you? Those people who are already in your funnel, right? Those people who have bought from you and have gotten tons of results from you and continue to get tons of results from you. Those are your people who are going to, you know, be shouting your name from the rooftop. So you don't want to neglect those people, right? So when you're looking at your conversion, you're not just looking at the conversion of brand new clients, but the continuous conversion of those people who are in your funnel already, who are already engaging with you, who are already on your social medias, who are already on your email list, who are already following your blogs or your interviews and that kind of thing, right, guys? So those are five, there are so much more, but those are five reasons why your marketing is not converting. So I'm just going to go over them really quickly, and let me know if you have any questions in the comments. It is not clear who you serve or how you serve. So your storefront is very confusing. You have not niched down because you're still trying to serve as many people as possible, which makes no sense. You are not consistent, right? You're not consistent, so you keep ghosting your audience and disappearing on them, and you're not sharing things consistently with them. Your funnel is not clear. It means you have no call to action. You know, you have no clear sense of where am I moving my audience to after they have joined me or they have followed me. What else do I want them to do? And the fifth thing is that you're only focusing on new clients when you should also be paying as much attention as to the people who are already on your radar, your warm audience. Convert those warm audiences as well. Yeah. So I hope this made sense. Let me know as usual. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments. I will be glad to answer your questions as you navigate this world of marketing.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.